This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, by way of telephone, I'm speaking to him at his home in Tiberias, Israel, is Eric Morey. Eric Morey, 19 years ago, made Aliyah to Israel from Denver, Colorado. He's from a non-Jewish background with his wife, Terry, who is from a Jewish background. They're really representing the one new man. And this past Passover, my wife Joy and I were in Israel. We got together with the Moreys, and he showed me his brand new Zechariah prophecy calendar. It's a 16-month calendar, a Jewish calendar, but also as a regular calendar too. And it's large. It's 13.5 inches by, and when it's open, 26 inches, because half of it is a beautiful artwork by a Russian Israeli but the thing that's so unusual, Eric, is the whatever process you use, the vibrancy of the colors. You don't expect to see this in a calendar.
Well, we've said there's some very good printers here in Israel, and we've used one of the best, and we've watched the process very carefully, and it really is a gorgeous. The paintings are gorgeous. But the printing and the reproduction of them is really outstanding. They've just done an excellent job, and I'm so pleased about it. I'm just very pleased about it. Something that's really shocking to me, too, actually, the calendar page itself. You think, well, what's a calendar page? It's a bunch of squares. But this calendar page is actually beautiful, and it has a beautiful beige background for the normal days of the week, and then for the Sabbaths, which are so important here in the land, it's a darker beige color, so it stands out because the Sabbath is another day. It's a different day. It's the seventh day of the week. And then the holidays are yet another color. And some months, like if you look at September, the first month of the calendar, or April 2003, they're filled with these bluish-purple holidays and filled with scriptures that they read on those holidays in all the synagogues in the world.
I like you. I mean, the artwork is so beautiful. People should buy this just for the artwork. But I would like you to teach a little from the book of Zechariah in reference to some of these paintings.
These paintings have been selected from the whole book, going back to chapter 4. And it starts actually in chapter 2, where the Lord says, Zechariah, quoting Zechariah, but he's quoting the Lord. He says, "For I, saith the Lord, will be a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. For he that toucheth you, Jerusalem, Israel, the Jewish people, toucheth the apple of his eye." That's where it begins. And it goes through the whole book of Zechariah. And when we get to chapter 12, it gets more intense because we're talking about current events here. We're talking about the nations of the world coming against Jerusalem. We see it happening before our eyes. And then shortly thereafter, as the nations of the world actually attack and conquer Jerusalem, then the Messiah comes, and he is standing on the Mount of Olives, and the Jewish people are coming out of the pouring. The city is burning in the background because it's been destroyed. It says it in Zechariah 14. But the Jews are coming out, and Yeshua is standing on the Mount of Olives, and he's got a sword in his hand because it says he has come to defend his people. And he's got a crown on his head because he's their king and they're recognizing him. And he's got the five wounds in his wrists and his ankles and his side. You can see the blood on his robe. And it says, "They shall look upon me," God is speaking, "me, whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son. And so this is the great climax of our life here in Israel, is to see this happen. We are looking forward to this day.
I have to ask you, do you believe that you're going to see this with your eyes? What do you really believe in your heart of hearts, Eric?
You mean in terms of the rapture and all that?
In terms of these end time events we're reading about in Zechariah.
Well, I believe that we're quite close. I'm not naming dates or anything, but I believe that we are quite close because you see, Israel has been rebirthed as a nation. That's a unique historical event. And you see that the nations are gathering around Jerusalem. They cannot ignore. Why does CNN care so much about what goes on in this ridiculous, dusty little place called Israel? 6 million people, 20,000 square miles of nothing, and they can't take their eyes off of it. Every headline of every news program has to do with Israel. Why?
Look at all the time the White House is occupied with this little dot on the map. Mm-hmm. Israel is about the size of Rhode Island.
It's all the United Nations can talk about. They can't talk about anything else.
I mean, that alone would have to intrigue a non-believer. I mean, that's a good apologetic question. Why?
Why? Exactly.
I mean, look at how many people have died in the Sudan. Yet you don't see so much talk about it, so much outrage of all of over a million Christians have been massacred by Muslims there. And you don't see the same outrage. I mean, you've got to say there is something supernatural about Israel.
Exactly. Something incredible supernatural about Israel. Something totally obviously supernatural about Israel. How could you possibly ignore it?
Well, teach a little bit more from Zechariah.
As they begin to recognize in Zechariah 14, the Jews are coming out of Jerusalem, and this is an amazing scene, and it's all in this painting. This painting is just exquisite. You saw it in our home hanging on the wall in our dining room. And then that's Zechariah 12:10, and then we link it with 14 because we believe it happens while he's standing on the Mount of Olives. And then in 14 goes on, 4 and 5, and says, and the Mount of Olives will cleave in the midst. Now, this is a famous passage, and we know it's going to happen. And as you pointed out earlier, there's actually geological faults on the Mount of Olives that would allow this to happen. Some cataclysmic event will set it off, but the fault lines are there on the Mount of Olives. And the mountain splits open to the north and to the south, and the refugees coming out of Jerusalem will flee through the Mount of Olives, through this crack in the Mount of Olives, through the valley, it calls it the valley in the mountain, to a place called Azel. Now, there is no historical place called Azel, and there's no modern place called Azel, but the fact is Azel in Hebrew means the strength or the power of God.
Hmm.
Oz-El. They're fleeing towards the power or the strength of God. And then the very next verse says, and the Lord will come, and all the holy ones with thee. It's the second coming of Christ. All this is happening very, very rapidly. It's like fast forward. It's all happening very rapidly. And then it all slows down, and you get this incredible millennium scene, and it says, it shall be in that day, and this is Zechariah 14:8. It says, in that day, living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea. In other words, they're going to flow east and west, the former sea, one of them being the Mediterranean, one of them being the Dead Sea, and toward the Hinder Sea, in summer and winter shall it be. And so we've got this incredible painting of the Mount of Olives is split open. You see Jerusalem, and the waters are coming out from under the eastern gate, flowing down through this valley made in the Mount of Olives and on down towards the Dead Sea. It says the Dead Sea will actually become fresh water. There'll be fish down there. And you know, today, I don't know if you've read the last few days, I always take these things with a grain of salt. I like to check them out about 15 times because there's so much hysteria that anything goes on in Jerusalem, but they're actually, water coming out of the Wailing Wall.
Hmm.
Started a few days ago. There's water seeping out from between some of the huge, Herodian stones in the Wailing Wall. And you can imagine what the Jerusalem syndrome prophetic types are saying about that. The archaeologists are saying, well, probably some pipe broken in there, and we better stop it up fast. But it's actually water is leaking out now on the face of the Wailing Wall on the Temple Mount. Well, this is going to happen. I mean, water is going to come out from under the Temple Mount, huge amounts of it, and it's going to flow towards the east, and it's going to flow towards the west, and then, and this is such an idyllic scene, and then finally in Zechariah 14:16, very, very last verses in prophecy of Zechariah, it says, "And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came up against Jerusalem," whoever's left. I mean, you think Israel, you think Jerusalem is left defenseless? No, the Lord himself will defend Jerusalem. Whoever survives that shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles.
This artwork is so magnificent, Mishpucha. Get a number of these calendars. There are a 16-month calendar, and there are 12 rich, full-color reproductions done by an Israeli artist. That just magnificent. Each page has days, months, and years in both the Jewish and the Latin calendar. Each day has a large area for noting special personal and family appointments and events. The scripture verses are imprinted in both English and in Hebrew. The weekly scriptures read in the actual synagogues throughout the world, you'll know the same scriptures that are being read, and you can pray in unity with these unsaved Jewish people that they'd come to know the Messiah. All the major Jewish and Israeli holidays are specially marked with explanations of these. The calendar itself is produced and printed in Israel, and we've made arrangements with Eric to get a large supply of these calendars. We're making them available for $15 postage paid. I really urge you to get four or five, because they're a 16-month calendar. They're absolutely magnificent. Eric, last thought.
You said that you hope they don't cut these calendars up to frame the paintings, but I'm saying that each of these pictures, each of these pages, was designed to be a frameable scripture art print, which would sell for about $20 in a Christian bookstore. And you get 12 of them included in the price of this calendar.
Shabbat broadcast, I want to bless you. I pray that you receive the Shabbat peace, the Shabbat rest in Yeshua's name.
Yivereth Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha. Yisa Adonai
like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime the same number, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to our past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.
bed in